Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today...
It's great that it's actually happened. I mean, it's been going on already a few years, and I'm just hoping that the report's produced sooner rather than later.
Former sub-postmaster and campaigner Alan Bates has finally had his day in front of the post office inquiry that's looking into the Horizon IT scandal. What did he say, and what questions will this latest phase try to answer? That's after a short break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Between 1999 and 2015, problems with Horizon, a post office computer system, led to hundreds of sub-postmasters and sub-postmistresses being wrongfully prosecuted for theft, fraud, and false accounting. It's been called Britain's most widespread miscarriage of justice. And after the ITV drama Mr. Bates vs. the Post Office aired earlier this year, the scandal was thrust back into the headlines. But an inquiry looking into what went wrong has actually been hearing evidence since 2022, and after a five-week break, it just entered its next stage.
It's the real Mr. Bates versus the Post Office today as Justice campaigner and former sub-postmaster Alan Bates takes the stand for the penultimate phase of the Horizon IT inquiry.
This part will cover the sub-postmaster's fight for justice, compensation, and the Post Office's response to legal challenges. One of the big questions will be who knew about the problems with Horizon and when?
When I went into Post Office, it was sold to me at the time as you were in partnership with the business. But you very soon learnt that this was a very one-sided partnership.
In 2003, Alan Bates received a letter terminating his employment as a sub-postmaster. At the time, the Post Office gave no reason for his dismissal.
Mr. Smith says, of the cases I'm aware, Bates had discrepancies, was dismissed because he became unmanageable. Was that ever explained to you, that you became unmanageable?
No, not at all.
And then Mr. Smith says of you that you, quote, clearly struggled with accounting and despite copious support, did not follow instructions. Firstly, did you struggle with accounting?
No, not at all.
Were you given copious support?
No.
Alan Bates is dogged and meticulous, which is why he found the idea that he struggled with accounting so laughable. He thinks his contract was terminated because he refused to accept liability for the shortfalls in his post office accounts. Instead, he flagged his concerns with the Horizon system countless times.
They just seem to follow the corporate mantra that Horizon is robust and that's it, and everyone else is wrong.
But behind the corporate mantra, it's now become clear that post office executives did know there were problems.
They knew that there were a large number of bugs in the system which they had not told MPs about.
This is James Arbuthnot, a former Conservative MP giving evidence at the inquiry. He became involved in the sub-postmaster's fight for justice in 2009, after hearing that his constituent, Joe Hamilton, had been convicted of false accounting.
They were operating some sort of behind-the-scenes deception process, which suggests to me now that they were stringing MPs along in order to preserve the robust robustness of Horizon, the existence of Horizon, and possibly the existence of the post office. That's what I know now.
In a letter to the MP, Oliver Letwin, in 2012, former chief executive Paula Venables stated that in every instance, the courts had ruled in the post office's favour. But in several cases, sub-postmasters had been acquitted by a jury, while another had settled out of court after an expert found Horizon was at fault. We'll have more after the break. Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app. When the post office brought in an independent investigator to look into the Horizon system in 2012, the investigator wrote a letter to James Arbuthnot saying that post office bosses feared career death if they admitted any failings.
They are still, understandably I suppose, incredibly defensive, and nobody at the levels producing the responses is ready to give an inch.
That sentiment has continued. Since the start of the inquiry, post office executives have been slow to hand over evidence. Last July, the chair of the inquiry threatened post office executives with imprisonment if they did not comply with disclosure requests. Former chief executive Paula Venables is due to give evidence over 3 days in May, something Alan Bates was asked about by reporters after his appearance.
What's the first question Paula Venables should be asked?
No. How's the villa in France? No, I mean, I don't know.
The inquiry is due to conclude in September and will then produce a report with recommendations. But that's unlikely to be the end of this story for Alan Bates, who wants those responsible to face prosecution. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Emmy Harper. Tortoise. Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.